Heavenly Father, we thank you again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, Lord, the Lord Jesus himself in the midst of us, as he has promised us. We know, Lord, your word is true, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has inhabited our faces this morning because his word is here and amen. Cannot, you know, see my covenant will not break. That we are utter the things, the covenant of my mouth. So we thank you for inhabiting our praise. Thank you for the wonderful testimony, journey, mercy that has been shared. And the word of exhortation. Bible says, suffer the word of exhortation. As you see the day approach, admonishing one another. So we thank you for your blessings amongst us already. As we read your word this morning, Lord, Father, give us a blessing. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So, and let's see here. The Lord admonishes the disciples when he was here and every believer anyway in Matthew 24:42, saying, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Therefore, verse 44 says, therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man coming. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, prophecy foretold that the bride of Christ will make herself ready. Amen. As a prophecy in the Bible that says the bride will make herself ready. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Let me show in the Bible where the Bible says that in Revelation 19. Read a couple of verses in there. Don't forget, he warned us when he was here that he also already right. There's a prophecy in the Bible. It's futuristic, but it's not far away from now when it will happen. 19th of Revelation. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. And as the voice of mighty waters. And as the voice of mighty thundering. Revelation 19, what I'm reading from. Revelation 19, verse 6 through about verse 8. Is that right? The Bible? Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, I'll start again. Revelation 19, 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Mark those words. I'm going to come to it. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in a fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Praise the Lord. That's futuristic, but it's so far away. You say, why? When was this event going to happen? It will happen, given what we read in that verse 19, towards the end, it will happen right after the coronation of Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. You have to read between the lines anyway, because it says, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth, right? And then, that is the rise at the coronation of Christ. Getting ready to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. And the Bible says, prophesying there, I say, our wife has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. The bride has to make herself ready. Well, you know, so this morning I want to talk about the bride is making herself ready. Amen. She will be ready. Those who are there, they will be ready. The Bible says, that's the prophecy, right? The Bible says, his wife has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. So therefore, so this morning, the bride is making herself ready. So we know that questions arise today. You see, don't forget this. It's the bride that will make herself ready. But she will be given what she needed to be made ready. Amen?
Amen.
So how do we know that? Because we know in verse 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, right? Clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of sins. I remember in 1 Corinthians 1:30, the Bible says, Christ has been made unto us wisdom. Righteousness, right? It's our righteousness. In the book of Romans, he said that we have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Praise the Lord. That's in the book of Romans and there. So the bride will make herself ready, but she'll be given what she needed to be ready. Praise the Lord Jesus. So anyway, although the question and we are today Christians, anyway, if you are a Christian, faith problems are confronting us as Christians, as in other ages past, all believers. The Bible says, unless one is a bastard, right? That is chastening and so forth. So today, there are questions, problems, confronting issues, every one of us as Christians, every day almost. The most significant issue though, above all others, no matter what you and I are going to do, is how to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen? Don't let what you are facing, distract you from the coming of the Lord. So I want to be among those group that Bible says I made herself ready. Amen? Praise the Lord. So right now, she's making herself ready. So we are to put the utmost effort to be ready when Christ comes for his waiting bride. That's our admonition this morning. See? Utmost effort. It is the supreme issue of the hour, really, above any other thing, before which all other fade into insignificance. Cast any other issue as insignificant. I don't care how great it may be. When it comes to the coming of the Lord, it is the supreme issue. Praise the Lord. Of the hour for those who love his appearing. Praise the Lord. The Lord gave us the warning concerning the second coming, saying in Matthew 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, nor the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So giving that what the Lord said, the question may be asked as to how do we prepare for the day that comes upon us unexpectedly? Because Bible says the day and hour you don't think that it will come, right? How do we prepare for it? So I'm talking about the bride preparing herself, right? And so for the coming of the Lord. Now let's look at many things the people of God can do to be ready. Number one, do not be entangled with the things of this world. Amen? Praise the Lord. Most Christians have a deep desire in their heart to be ready at the coming of the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us two illustrations as a warning. He referred to the condition, two of them, condition that prevailed in the days of Noah, and number two, in the days of Lot. And we take liberty to read them, in Luke 17, 26. And as it was in the day of Noah, meaning Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Notice what they were doing. Notice what happened. Destroyed them all. The same thing happened in the days of Lot, the next verse, verse 28. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. And what is the same statement? And destroyed them all. I want the Bible down. Anyway, so the Lord concluded by warning that history will repeat itself. Amen? That is in verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen? Yeah. It's a warning to the elect of God, not a condemnation, it's a warning. It doesn't want us to be caught unaware. Praise the Lord. That's how he gave the warning to his people and so on. He wants us to be ready. Anyway, the Lord is not refer. Now, watch now. When you talk about Sodom, you will think about, you will talk about their Sodomy. about their, you know, homosexuality. They talk about that really, you know. He just mentioned the same thing as prior to the days of Noah, right? So anyway, so that what he said, if you look at it very physically, they were both completely involved in their daily living and material things. That is the common thing, right? You know, material things and so forth. They were so engrossed in these things that they did not have the slightest thought that they would never see the light of another day. See? They did not have the time to worship God. See? Something is what will continue forever. Not knowing the scripture, the air, not knowing the scripture or the power of God. Amen? They think they will just continue going and all that, you know? Anyway, so now, let me put a note here. Doesn't mean we cannot enjoy the law after the letter. Even the Lord himself, let's watch that, you know. The Lord did enjoy celebration, he did, with people. I mean, one of the first miracles he performed was at a wedding, amen? So the marriage wasn't the problem, the Lord. Did he eat with people? Yeah, he celebrated and ate with, let me show you. He celebrated and ate with people. So the Lord did enjoy celebration with people, along with eating and drinking. As he himself said in Matthew 11:18, for John came, neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a devil. The Son of Man came, eating and drinking. See that? Praise the Lord. And they said, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of a publican and sinner, but wisdom justifies of our children. So praise ye the Lord Jesus. It is not so much of eating and marrying. I mean, it is a marriage is a decision of God, of that, you know. So what the Lord didn't do was to preoccupy himself with those things, amen? That is the caution. Don't preoccupy yourself with those things. In fact, he told us not to worry about those things even at all. Let me read to you in Luke 12:29. You see? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Amen? Now watch. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. No? And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? Amen. How many people read over that scripture? Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Me myself as well. Read over it and so on. He even compare many. He show you the, look at this boy. Look at that boy singing. Sing over the tree. He doesn't have the bank account too. And that boy is singing. That's what I'm talking about. He just went to his nest. Doesn't know where the who will come next time. You know? Bible says, how much more are you worth more than the sparrows and so on, or the birds and so on, that, you know? Look at the lilies and so forth. They don't spin, they don't toil. Yes, Solomon, in all of his glory, it's not array like one of these. If God so clothed the grass in the field that today is in the sea, tomorrow is dry, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord Jesus. Taking anxiety out of our lives. You know? You have to plan according to God's will and do your job. In fact, fear that a man diligent in his business, he will not stand before me, man. He will stand before kings, amen? Christianity not for the lazy. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, even in the early church, not even the Lord wants us to follow his example in all we do and so on, you know. Even in the early church, let's say in the early church and so on, likewise, the early church people, they eat and drank, but see what they were doing, you know. So in Acts 2:46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple. That is their preoccupation, right? Worshipping God. That is what was missing in the worldly scenario, right? There's no worshipping of God at all. Not in Sodom, not in the days of Noah, you see? Not even the world today, as far as you know. Continue daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, and wash, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Amen? And what now? Praising God. You see that? So, he has given us all things to richly enjoy. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. all in full clothing. How much more will clothing? And something like that, you know. So anyway, so the thing is, they were preoccupied by those things. That was the sin. They make idol of anything you put before God is an idol. Amen? It could be anything. It could be your husband, could be your wife, could be your child. Set it before God, you get an idol in your hand. Amen? And God hates idol. Praise the Lord Jesus. Bible says, children, separate yourself from idols, no matter what they are. Praise the Lord. Talking about getting ready, right? The bride making herself ready for the coming of the Lord. We just touched a few points here and there. There are so many things in the Bible one can be doing to be ready for the coming of the Lord. But that's one of the things as soon as you know. Anyway, so, and we are to follow. So we see the early church. They are preoccupied with praising God and worshiping God. They eat their bread with gladness and singleness of heart. So we are to follow the Lord's example. Yeah, he eat and drank and celebrate. He said rejoice. He gave us all things to richly enjoy. But don't make God out of them. So we have to follow the Lord's example of lifestyle. Why he was here on hand, like I just showed you right there. And to keep the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, like I showed you in Acts 2. In Ephesians 2:19 says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens, with the saints and of the household of God. Our brother was exhorting, talking of whom we are. We are not just mere people. We are a peculiar people, amen? Amen. We are the royal priesthood. Praise the Lord. Revelation, I believe, in 1:6. Unto him that loved us and has washed us from our sins in his own blood and has sent us to the king and priest unto God and his Father. Amen? Amen. That's whom we are. Praise the Lord. Don't let anybody water down for you. Blessed be the glory of the Lord. Amen. So we see, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise the Lord. They are rejoicing in everything God has given to you and so on. Rejoice in everything that God has given to you, but don't put them ahead of the Lord. When people become too preoccupied with daily living, they may forget about their spiritual responsibility. That is dangerous. That is dangerous. Amen? So, I see when people become too preoccupied with daily living, they may forget about their spiritual responsibility. We don't want to be that person. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go forward. Some of the things we can be doing to be ready for the bride, making herself ready. In the days of Christ, the religious people at the birth of Christ, his first coming, and they missed him. Let's read a couple of scriptures here. As warning to us, God's children love the coming of the Lord, he appeared and so. When Christ was born in Bethlehem, the wise men, so called the Magi and so on, who had been guided by the star that eventually hovered over the table where the Christ child lay, approached the religious leader of that day in Jerusalem and so forth, and to ask them where Christ was to be born. So let me read a couple. We know this story, but I just want to read them and still want to bring out a point, both about those wise men and the people of that day, you know. So anyway, so in Matthew 2:3, when Herod the king, they make inquiry of the temple priest where Christ should be born. they know the Christ will come according to the scripture, but how they missed him. Can you imagine? Anyway, let's read in Matthew 2:3. When Herod the king had heard these things, you know, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. He was a very wicked king, right? And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. They are quoting Micah 5:2 there. I don't know if you want to go and read. Anyway, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come the governor that shall rule my people Israel. The scripture says, they quoted that scripture as well, Micah, I believe it is 5:2. Anyway, the wise men are believed to be, you know, let me just read. Some believe that they are priestly class people that came from the area of Iran or Persia in those days. And they believe these people are specialized in interpreting dreams and supernatural visitation. Some said they were kings. This wise men or Magi and so on. But there is no historical proof that they were. Although the prophet Isaiah may well have referred to them in his book in Isaiah 60:1-3. Let me read that quickly. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 3 says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. And we read in Matthew 2:9, when they had had the king in his fellow, they departed, and lo, that's which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Now the thing is, why I bring them out is this. If you read further in that chapter 2 of Matthew, these people have been traveling for 2 years. You see, they were Gentiles, right? They were Gentiles. No, as some of that, you know. God showed to them, you know, and so on. The Gentiles have a portion in the kingdom of God, amen? Praise the Lord. They get their business, everything. Talking about dedication to the coming of the Lord, right? We can learn from them. They left everything. Oh, I don't know, 2 years, if you really know, to get to Jerusalem and so on, following the word of the Lord. Now, but look at the blind leaders in Jerusalem, who even quoted the prophecy and so forth, where the Israel were born and so on. But these blind leaders were troubled, can you imagine, by the tidings, as well as all Jerusalem. But they didn't even go to Bethlehem to find out the truth. What happened to them? Therefore, they missed the greatest event that occurred in the world up to that time. What was it? John 1:10. He, meaning Christ, was in the world. And the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. Amen? Praise the Lord. Abraham sharing earlier on. He is God, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen? As other night is, unto us is that is born. Unto us is that is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Amen? Amen. If that's the scripture you know, what are you looking for three God? Amen? Praise the Lord. Many scriptures just in one sentence, one verse, just describe the deity of Christ. Amen? And that's one of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyway, so, knowing those Gentiles, they traveled 2 years. And these people, and they meet the greatest event of their work, at that time and so on. So, we have to learn the lesson from them and so on. So, but thank God, even back then, it turns out God always has a remnant, amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. The word is in the condition that we are describing, that the Lord describes. So, shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man, right? In Luke 17, right? But we have a remnant, amen? Our aspiration. It will be among those remnants, amen? Who are watching and praying for that coming. Let's get those 2 remnants in the days of his first coming. In Luke chapter 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Watch this one now. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Mark that characteristic of that man. I'm going to consolate it later. In how to get, one of the things to do to get ready for the coming of the Lord, right? And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed to him by revelation, right? You know, there will be a remnant. Or to have been revealed the soon coming of the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost, you see, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And it came by the Spirit. Watch that thing. By the Spirit, right? By the Holy Ghost, right? Into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Don't forget Isaiah 61, verse 3 says, and the Gentile, I don't know whether it's 60 or something, shall come to thy light, right? And came to the brightness of thy rising. Anyway, so we see that the remnant there was waiting. It had been 400 years, no prophecy. The Bible was silent for 400 years, didn't it? Praise the Lord, since Malachi. Praise the Lord Jesus. Some have forgotten about the Messiah and so on. But there was a remnant, you know, who know. Even Malachi prophesied, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly appear in his temple, amen? Papa Senior kept it by the heart, amen? The Holy Ghost watching it for him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, anyway, now another at the month of 2 or 3, another remnant, and it was a woman this time, Luke 2, 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Anoe, of the tribe of Asa. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, the Bible says. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed, which departed not from the temple, that the early church, right? You know, they continue, Acts 2, 14, 15, the same thing. You know, which departed not from the temple, but served God with, fasting and prayers night and day. No man is too old to fast, eh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Fasting and praying and so on, that, you know. And she coming in that instant gave thanks, likewise, like Papa Simeon, I call it Papa Simeon all the time, you know, likewise unto the Lord, and speak of him to all them that do for redemption in Jerusalem. Amen. So God always has a remnant and so forth. I will cut it out. In the time of the Noah and so he has a remnant, the anti-deliverance, he has enough. I talked about him shortly. Praise the Lord. So we see now, so let us not get distracted. Let us keep our eye on the Lord. So what you have to do, don't be preoccupied too much. And don't put anything ahead of the Lord and so forth. And God is always faithful and so on. Another thing is to watch and pray always. Talking about the bride preparing, right? You know, the bride is preparing herself, right? Or preparing her. Beware. So the worst pleasures and cares of life do not divert your attention. Amen. What are we running about and so on? When the action takes place, when the Antichrist takes over, and the signs are everywhere that is waiting to be exposed. Amen. Praise the Lord. When there is no food, when a day's wage can't buy a loaf of bread, what are you going to do with your salary? How much you are earning? See what I'm talking about? Time to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, a truckload cannot buy a loaf of bread at that time. You know, I mean, Revelation 6, 5, I believe it's 6 and so on. You know, the black horse of the Acropolis, when it rides, you know, famine and so on will happen upon the face of the earth, and the Lord provides this in Matthew 24, also and some other things. So, what are we running after? Don't get too much preoccupied with the things of this world. Put the Lord first. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the rapture takes place, it is too late, it is all over. We don't want to be caught in that thing. Now, 2 Timothy 2, 4, what I'm talking about here. No man that worries entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. The affairs of this life, come and wear it upon yourself and forget it by the things of God. Don't let it happen. Praise the Lord. The only way to avoid this is to make prayer a priority in our lives. Praise the Lord. And the Lord taught us in, yeah, and let me read it. It's a very household scripture here. Luke 21:34. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. He comes to it again. And so that they come upon you unaware, the Lord warning his children, you know, not to get caught in that kind of a thing. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. He didn't say pray that you should not come, right? They will come to pass, isn't it? Your job, my job, to pray that we escape them, amen? Can't pray away Armageddon. It is surely called. In fact, they are marching to Armageddon right now. I don't want to go into that one. Praise the Lord. What event is showing that right now, the Antichrist can be believed anytime and so on. Anyway, so now, I mean, the bride is making herself ready, just touching some of the things that she is doing to be ready. Don't get caught with the attacks of this world. I mean, wash and pray always, the Lord, out of the Bible itself, right? Now, the overwhelming forces of evil and temptations are strong more than ever before in the history of the world. And we need divine help to stand. Amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah, we need the, let me just read to you in Ephesians 6, what I'm talking about now. See? And verse 10 of Ephesians 6. Many of the time, we don't even know what we are dealing with as God's children. Yet, it's written in black and white in the Bible, what we are dealing with, right? Sometimes we focus on man, or my boss, or my sister and so. No. Here is the real thing we are dealing with right here. You know, Ephesians 6 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, I'm saying that there is an overwhelming force, right, of evil and temptation, right? And so strong that we just need divine help at all. So put on the whole armor of God. Getting ready, right, for the coming of the Lord, put on the whole armor, right? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rest of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Amen? Stand therefore now, don't be weak now, having your loins girt about with the truth. What is the truth? The word of God, right? With the truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I will speak much about that later, part of getting ready. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, until that verse, you may be fretting how powerful these powers are. But with this verse now tell you that you are not, you have power over all of them, amen? You can quench all their fiery darts. Praise the Lord. That is the consolation. Praise God. You know, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, come again, praying always. Now, the Lord taught us even earlier on. Always, not just yesterday and today and so on. Always, you know, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and washing thereof with all perseverance and supplication for all sins. So, day by day, don't miss it now, we are to daily take our request to God. Amen? I like what scripture, I think in Philippians, he said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. You see? Just make it known to him, your request. Just take it to him with your request. Say, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. I like that way. Just submit. Go and submit it to God. Make it known to him. I think he didn't know, right? Yeah. He knows, but he wants you to make a request. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants you to make a request. Anyway, so we see right there, you know. So, so day by day, take our request to God. Mentioning every circumstance in your life. Don't say because it's God knows it. You know, when you see the blind man, what should I do unto you? Do you think that the man was blind? You see what I'm saying? That I may receive my sight. Praise the Lord. Let's ask him, what should I do unto you? That he may be clean. If thou wish, thou can make me clean. The leper said, praise the Lord. See? So mention them. Don't edit anything now. Tell them as it is. Tell the Lord. Mention every circumstance in your life. Your home, your family, your fellowship place. That is saying, even in fellowship and so on, that is saying, you take out of a fellowship what you put into it. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's a hard thing, right? Pray for the fellowship. Pray for each other coming. Pray for God to move. Amen? You see, praise the Lord. We are here to sharpen our iron. Pray for your workplaces and so forth, you know. All the problems that you are concerning. Tell the Lord about it. Pray for divine guidance. Amen? You know, pray for your health. I mean, your Tell me your weakness and I can give you strength. All these things are described in the scripture. Most of them are just claiming what God already gave, right? Talking about your head. Exodus 23 says, because I serve the Lord. You serve the Lord every day. Because I serve the Lord. He will bless my bread. He will bless my water. You call this thing to the Lord every day, right? And he will take sickness away from the midst of me. You know? Something it's a promise. What do you have? Just promises, right? Just claim them by reminding the Lord about it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. So don't edit anything before the Lord. Now just tell him. Making supplication before the Lord, you know, and giving of thanks and so forth. So that you'll be protected from evil and live in the will of God. The bride is making herself ready. There are many things she can be doing, but I'm probably not even talking about all of them. As intercessors, another consists of people who are getting ready for the coming of the Lord, right? Even Ephesians 6, upon all you are facing, prayer and supplication for all things, right? Intercessors, praise the Lord. Getting ready for the coming of the Lord, right? You know, as intercessors, we should pray and make every effort to spread the good news, of salvation to others. Amen? That's why it's in Ephesians 6:15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? Praise the Lord. You may not be able to go to India or South Africa or go to China, but if you see a good ministry there, you can send evangelists there. Amen? Praise the Lord. You can sell some books here as you want, amen? Do something, amen? Whatever God has given unto you, there is so much to do in the kingdom of God. You can, wish you all be, actually intercessor and something like that, you know? So, blessed be the name of the Lord. How can you, as a person, feed the gospel all over the world? So, you see, you can send missionaries, you can send good sermon books to people, to deliverance and something like that, you know? Get involved in the evangelization of the world, amen? Praise the Lord. As part of getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, another thing is this. Be filled with the Spirit. So the Lord's parable of the five wise and foolish virgins in Matthew 25, I won't read everything, I just, what the 13 verses, describes the importance of preparing for his second coming. You see, the foolish virgins were not ready to meet the bridegroom, and then to go into the marriage supper because they did not take oil with their lamps. The Bible is saying that's parable of the Lord and so forth. The key thing is in verse 10 of that chapter. Why are some left behind? What a terrible, horrible statistics. Quite a terrible world in the recent and so forth. Only 50% got in there. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, let me see. And while they went to buy those foolish virgins and so forth, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Don't put anything that is thought. Some people say, well, when I hear, or today hear a rumor somewhere, then they begin to rush you and so on. You know, why don't you just be ready every day? Amen? Praise the Lord. Whether I come in the morning, it doesn't matter to you, or in the evening, or the noontime, if you are staying on your knees and praying, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and you won't be happy by all the internet kind of things, some true, some not true, and so on. That's not kind of prophecy coming through and so on. Do what you need is already in the Bible, actually, amen? Praise the Lord. Yeah. What if the attackers will appear whatever time? Do my duty, what the Lord said I should be doing. People are so preoccupied, and so on, that with anything but what Jesus said. Praise the Lord. Get the prophets over there and so on. Prophesying the connection on the internet and so on, and living. And most of this thing, a lot of people are calling to what the Lord says. Be very careful. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anyway, so we see right there. So we know oil throughout the Bible, of course, it's a type of the Holy Spirit as well. We should desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit as the Lord even promised just before his ascension. Let's back up to the church, the beginning of the church and so on, as he was going up the ascension in John 1:5. For John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, he said. And truly enough, in Acts 2, where scripture we well know, but we just read it, because it's the word of God, right? Solomon, the wisest man of his time. This word of God, the back of your eyes. Read it all the time, amen? And not on your heart. Meditate upon them day and night. Praise the Lord. See? Now, Acts 2:1.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and they filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, the Bible says. And they were all filled, you know, with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You know why I read that? Well, that is the beginning of our Christianity, right? That's what we should do. Even on the day of Pentecost, in Acts 2:38, after that Peter has preached the gospel to them, men are blessed, they were pricked to the heart. What shall we do? Say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and so for that, you know, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, right? That's how the gospel started, and so for that, you know. Even after the initial baptism of the Holy Ghost, I can let you use here, that's not the end. Some people want the Holy Ghost, they receive one time, that's it. Nothing works that way, amen? Praise the Lord. What is he talking about? Okay, now, we remember in Acts 3, that wonderful miracle, a man 40 years old or so, never walked out of his life, always carried to the beautiful gate for alms and so on, like that, you know, at the hour of prayer, you know, and so on. Peter and John, you know the story and so forth, asking to get alms from them and everything like that. Peter said, of course, Stephen and go and have not. But what I have, I give for what I do, I have the name of Jesus, right? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that's how I can walk. And the man who never walked for 40 years or so stood up and walked, you know, and so on. Of course, that sparked all kind of persecution, you know, against the church at that time. Where I'm going is this, that the inhabitation of the Holy Ghost is not the end. We should remain filled with the Holy Ghost every day, amen? Now, what I'm in Acts 4, they persecuted them, they warned them, don't preach in that name anymore, and kind of that, you know. But watch in verse 31. So they get together after they let them go from the prison, and they went on their own, right? I feel that if people can go this day when we are in trouble, right? They went to their own, and they had a meeting, a prayer meeting, and so on. Look at verse 31 of Acts 4. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And they spoke the word of God with boldness, telling us that we are to remain filled with the Holy Ghost. And that is the promise of God to you and I. Ephesians, I don't have this one here. Galatians 5:16. He said, walk in the Spirit, right? And then you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. So getting ready for the coming of the Lord. Yes, sir. Be filled with the Spirit. So those back, the white virgins took the precaution to make sure that they had oil in their vessels, with their vessels. The oil of the Spirit does what to us? That's what gives you power to live for Christ. Amen? Amen. The Holy Ghost is what who gives you power to live for Christ. The Holy Ghost is He who empowers you to witness for Christ. Don't forget, until the day of Pentecost and so forth, when they arrested the Lord and so forth, all they were all locked up in a room and so on, afraid of the Jews, right? Praise the Lord. When the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, anyway, Peter accused them, said them to their face what they have done. You crucified the just one, eh? You said them to their face, boldness, and so on that, you know. So it is the Holy Ghost that gives you boldness to witness. It is the Holy Ghost, gives you power to be ready for the coming of the Lord, amen? Part of what He does for us. So therefore, walk in the Spirit. Therefore, be filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, as well as that, you know. We can mention a few more things. Now, nothing is this. Participate in the Great Commission. Amen? As part of being ready for Christ. Participate, however the Lord will lead you, in the Great Commission. I've mentioned it earlier before, but I think it's so important. The Holy Ghost wants to bring it here again. How does it work? I mean, how is it going to end all? Towards the end of His early ministry, the Lord gave encouragement and instruction about preaching the gospel. We are to evangelize the world so that everyone can do their part to be a witness to the nations. The Lord Jesus gave the Great Commission before He ascended to heaven. I will read two verses of scripture in Mark 16, at the 15th verse. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he said. Matthew 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So this is a mandate for Christians, and it's used to emphasize ministry, emphasize missionary work, emphasize evangelism, like I'm trying to even emphasize what I said before earlier on, and even baptism. However, there is even more to the Great Commission than what I just said so far. Supernatural signs are to follow, you know, the Great Commission and so on. Going to Mark 16, again verse 16. He that believeth, and is baptized, shall be saved. But he that believeth not, shall be damned. The Bible says, no, not for this congregation here, but I just reading God's word here. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, he said. You know, that's all believers. That's for all believers, right? Don't cast yourself out. Praise the Lord. These signs shall follow that believe. Why don't you go for all that God has, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, they shall take up serpents, he says, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we see miraculous ministry called the rapid growth of the early church. That's what prepared the rapid growth of the early church. Even on the day of Pentecost alone, 3,000 souls were won. Amen. Praise the Lord. Another instance, 5,000. Praise the Lord. See, even we are seeing our time, great mighty revivals are coming, that you know, falling and so forth, you know. So anyway, miraculous ministry caused rapid growth of the early church. The signs are God's promises. Miracles themselves have the power to become a universal language to all people. Miracles do, you know, they do. So anyway, so and Bible says the early church, as the Bible says, and the preaching of the gospel in the early church is always, you know, followed by miracles. They don't, you know, in Mark 16:20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and they confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now that's our expectation as the Lord closes the age. This gospel will be followed with signs and wonders, and we have seen it. But you know, there is a coming down, so we are believing God for the restoration of all things. You know, mankind is looking or longing for supernatural, supernatural God. They're looking for a supernatural God, right? Not only unbeliever, but this, that, these things, and so on, will be a time in history where prophets of Baal, with a dead God, will be exposed and so forth. The dead gods are of no help. Mankind must have God of miracles. Yes, God of miracles and so forth. That is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God of miracles and so forth. Anyway, so we see, God of miracles and so forth. Now, people have been translated here. They were accompanied by supernatural, like a revival type of thing. Let's talk about those who have been translated. Elijah, before the translation was accompanied by supernatural events, right? Miracles, right? So the people in Elijah's day were astounded when they saw the supernatural power of God. And we said that after Elijah prayed in 1 Kings 18, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust, and leak off the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And 2 Kings 2:11. And it came to pass, I'm telling you, when it came, there was a mighty revival around him and so on, that you know, before it was translated in 2 Kings 2:11. And it came to pass, as you see when some meaning that time Elijah, and thought, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and they parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a one wind into heaven. The Bible in Judah, right? And some of that in the time of Elijah and so on. It was translated. I believe that Enoch had a revival before it was translated. I just believe it. And just did it between the lines and so forth. Don't forget, Elijah had of contend with the prophets of Baal, the fourth religion, right? Before it was translated and so on, that you know. So it was translated. So Enoch, I believe, had a revival. And he himself was out of concern with the antediluvian. Praise the Lord. He has to. So let me talk a little bit about him. He must have contended with the antediluvian who pushed against the anointing that was on him and so on, that you know. Nevertheless, he foretold the coming of the Lord. I believe it was in the kind of a revival, you know. Begin to prophesy in Jude 1:14. And Enoch also, the servant from Adam, prophesied of this. It was a kind of a revival, I believe. And so, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Talking about the coming of the Lord right there at the beginning of the Bible and so on. Like I said, you must have a concern with the antediluvian. Verse 15 says, to execute judgment upon all, and unto convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Bible says the little of Book of Daniel, the Antichrist, we speak great things against the Most High, right? Hard speeches and some of that, you know. Just before the time, I mean, where the action has taken place and that and some of that, you know. So the same thing, you know, the same satanic power, back from the Garden of Eden, running through the ages and so on that, you know. Now, I will know what happened to Enoch, contending with those things. It was translated, Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now, he taught us another lesson there. Why the bride is making herself ready? The next verse says, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. So we learn a lesson from Enoch. One of the things that the bride has to do to make herself ready, amen. Bible faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I won't talk about these people who have been translated. We must evangelize and win the lost to Christ too in our time as we are waiting for his coming. The scripture says that at the time of the end, you know, in Malachi 4:2, I believe, yeah. Unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness, you know, arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth now and grow up as calves of this stall. Daniel 11:32, towards the end of that one. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Praise the Lord. So, we await, as we await the coming of the Lord, we can expect a revival like Enoch had, we believe. Like Elijah had, we believe. Praise the Lord. We can expect that one. And also much more so, because God promised one. Praise the Lord. We are received promise in many Bible, Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass, the bride making herself ready, right? Our expectation, our preoccupation, right? Our expectation and so forth. And it is written, the expectation that we have in the Lord shall not be caught up in it. Praise the Lord. And it shall come to pass in the last day, fear the God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaiden, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and it shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the heart beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. I won't start to emphasize on that thing because of time, but let me close with Revelation chapter 12. Another scripture, you know, for the rapture and so forth. So, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, Enoch has to deal with the antediluvians, and has to deal with the prophets of Baal and so forth, and false religion and so on. As the bride gets herself ready. Now, the Bible said that a bad thing involved. I want to read a couple of verses in Revelation 12 and I close from there. So we know, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. That woman represents a lot of things. It represents the church Israel, represents the church of the last days, and so on. That you know, without me, even that's a different subject entirely for that as well. And she being with child, cried, traveling in birth, and pain to be delivered. I talk about all of us going through certain things in our lives, right? From time to time and so forth. It is the traveling time of the true church, and so on, that you know, the church rather. And appear to be delivered. And there appear another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, see, having seven heads and ten horns, and and seven crowns upon his head. All those things mean something, or we don't have time to talk about because of time and so on. Seven heads and so forth. All the kingdoms of the world before for the bar from Egypt, to Assyria, to Babylon, to Middle Persian Empire, and to the time of to the pump of the Greeks and so on, like Greece, and to Rome, and so on, that anyway, and then talking about the crown and so on, the Antichrist and so anyway, and he said drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and they cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour a child as soon as it was born. And now I'm going to read up all that to show you what it is contending with and so forth. Satan, from the beginning and so on, from the Garden of Eden, throughout the book of Revelation, clear from, he has been fighting the church. When it was church Israel, he fought them, even up to now, he's still fighting church Israel and so forth. Just today, earlier today, the Houthis, shot a ballistic missile that hit Ben Gurion Airport. They couldn't detect the defense couldn't detect it. At least 60 people were injured, people are transferred and so on. They are saying that battle and so on. The church Israel and the church today. Anyway, the church is in the bad pain right now and so on. That, Elijah confronted them, the false religion, and the church today, we are concerned about the thing is this, Elijah was translated. Enoch was translated, amen. Even now, the church of the living Christ will win the battle for translation, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the Revelation 12:5. And she was, as she brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was cut off unto God and to his throne. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is what happened in Revelation 4:1-2. I believe that's what happened. So we are living at that time now, the bride making herself ready. So the power of our living God is greater than any power on earth, including whether it is the latest man-made atomic bomb or whatever it might be, or military bomb and so on, or artificial intelligence and so on. The power of our living God, the Lord Jesus, is mightier than that. So, including this morning, the bride is making herself ready. Just touch the iceberg, really, of what we could be doing. But the Bible tells us many other things we can be doing. So, in Acts 17:30, God now commanded all men, we should warn them now, everywhere to repent, that should be our duty and our witnessing and so on. Let them teach them to flee to the rock. To the rock, yes, I mean so. Who is higher than any rock that mankind can devise? Don't forget the chain of Israel. The drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. We are told that rock was Christ, right? 1 Corinthians 10:4. Let's warn the people, as we are getting the part of our job is to warn the people, amen, that what this world is going to face shortly, as well as them try to Christ. Let us be ready for that great moment. Philippians 4:5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Amen. Last scripture, Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of men. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Praise the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessed hope. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are commanded to serve the Lord without distraction as the age closes. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Help us, Lord God, to walk out in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And then, that another wonder, watching therefore and praying always. Now, and Zechariah said to worthy to escape all these things as I come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Participate in the worldwide evangelism in any way the law has, you know, different administration, the same spirit. No, he has to use each of us, you know, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be ready as he commanded, you know, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We worship you now. Corporately, we pray this morning. Father, account us worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. And we say, even to come quickly, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for helping us going through your word this morning. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
And amen. Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come, Master Jesus. Master Jesus.